Hi, I'm your host Jean Call and welcome to the Prince 2 Study Sessions. This is episode 6 and today we will be covering another Prince 2 theme, the risk theme. Our key objectives then are to discuss the purpose of the risk theme, including the key terms associated with this theme. We will review roles and responsibilities within a Prince 2 project linked to the risk theme. We will explain the risk management procedure, outline what is the risk management approach, and finally, as always, we will review the minimum requirements for the risk theme. So let's begin with the purpose of the risk theme. The purpose of the risk theme is to identify, assess, and control uncertainty, and as a result, improve the ability of the project to succeed. The risk theme is very important because as projects are about doing something new, the change created from the project will introduce elements of uncertainty, and uncertainty is risk. Therefore, the project needs to know how to identify risk, how to assess the risk, and how to control the risk, as ultimately, risk may affect the project being able to meet its objectives. Another way to look at project risk would be something that hasn't happened yet, but it may happen at some point in the future. And if it does, it could have an impact on the project succeeding. Risk management is about the steps you take in a systematic way that will enable you to identify, assess, and control risk. The risk theme provides an approach to managing risk in a project. Effective risk management on a project will provide confidence that the project is able to meet its objectives and the business justification continues to be valid. Risk within Prince 2 is defined as an uncertain event or set of events that, should they occur, will have an impact on the achievement of the objectives. Within Prince 2, risks can either have a positive or negative impact, and the way Prince 2 classifies this is threats and opportunities. Threats are uncertain events which may result in a negative impact. Opportunities are uncertain events which could result in a positive impact. Other key terms associated with the risk theme then, that's really useful for you to be aware. First one being risk exposure. This is the extent of the risk borne by the organization at any time. Risk appetite. This is an organization's unique attitude towards risk taking that in turn dictates the amount of risk that a project can accept. Risk tolerances. This refers to the threshold level of risk, which once exceeded or forecasted to exceed it, will result in an exceptions report being triggered and an exception situation occurring. Risk budget is another term that you may hear as part of the risk theme. A risk budget is a sum of money that is put aside to deal with specific responses to threats or opportunities. It cannot be used for anything else. Certain responses to risk will require certain action is done that do cost money. This will be budgeted within the risk budget. If a risk budget is to be used, then both the amount and how it is to be used should be documented within the project's risk management approach document. We'll now move on to the risk management journey within a Prince 2 project. The risk management journey begins in starting up a project. Any known project risks will be identified at that point in time. The daily log is created in starting up a project, and this is used as a temporary risk register to capture and manage any known project risks. Then, during the initiation stage, the project risk register is created at the same time as the project risk management approach. And any outstanding project risks that were detailed within the daily log are now transferred over to the newly created project risk register. The business case in this process is then refined into the detailed business case, and the business case will contain a high-level summary of the main project risks. At the end of each stage then, the project manager uses the managing a stage boundary process, and as part of this, they may identify new project risks when they are preparing the next managed stage using the product-based planning technique. The project manager will include new project risks as part of their end stage report, and the project board will then review the risks within the end stage report. This will factor into the project board's end stage assessment, and they will use this information to decide whether or not to approve the next stage or to continue on with the project. So as you can see from the risk management journey within Prince 2, Risk management plays a huge factor in the decision making, and that is why it is so important that the risk management approach and how the project will respond and manage risks should be documented early on. Let's move on now to roles and responsibilities within the risk theme. Let's start at the very top, corporate program management or the customer. They may provide the project manager with details on various risk management policies and procedures. It is also the case that corporate program management or the customer set the risk tolerances for the overall project. Therefore, if a risk tolerances was forecasted to be exceeded at the project level, then it is the responsibility of the project board to right away escalate that to that management level so they can make a decision. Move it on then to the executive. The executive will consider the risk impacts which impact the business case, and they are also accountable for all aspects of the risk management approach. On to the senior user. They will consider the risk impacts on the benefits, operational use, and maintenance of the project. The senior supplier will consider risks which impact the creation of the products, and they'll also look at it from a supplier point of view. The project manager will create the risk management approach, risk register, and they will ensure all risks are identified, assessed, and controlled throughout the life cycle of a project. Project assurance then, they do support the board by reviewing the risk management practices, and they will ensure that they are performed in line with the project's risk management approach. The team manager will help the project manager with identifying, assessing, and controlling risk. And finally, project support. They will assist the project manager in maintaining the project risk register. We will next discuss the risk management procedure. The risk management procedure is a set of 5 steps that are recommended by PRINCE2. The first step is identify. The project manager should obtain information about the project, such as the risk management policy of the organisation. This should also include an awareness of the organisation's risk appetite. As part of the identify step, the project manager should describe the risks in terms of the risk cause, risk event, and risk effect. The second step then in the risk management procedure is assess. This is estimating the risk in its probability, proximity, and risk impact. Within the assess step, risk evaluations will need to take place, which will help to describe the net effect of all project risks. Risk evaluations reveal the overall risk severity of the project. The third step then in the risk management procedure is plan. So this is when one or more specific risk responses will be planned ahead of time. Once the project risks have been defined and evaluated, the project manager identifies the possible risk responses and makes recommendations on what should be done. Planning the response is about planning specific response to threats and opportunities, and we're going to look at that in a little more detail now. Let's start with threats. There are 2 types of risk responses to threats. The first one is avoid. That means taking action so that the risk no longer has an impact or can no longer happen. Second response to threats is reduce. This is taking actions to reduce the probability of the risk. Moving on to responses to opportunities now. First response is enhance. Enhance is where you take action to improve the likelihood of the event occurring and you can enhance the impact. Second response is exploit. If the risk does happen, you would like to take advantage of it and use it. There are 3 types of risk responses that you can use to respond to a threat and an opportunity. Let's look at the first one, which is share. Share is when both parties will respond to the threat and opportunity. Share is very common in a customer-supplier project where both parties share the gain if the costs are less than the planned cost and share the loss too if the costs end up exceeding. Transfer is the second response to both. Transfer is an option that aims to pass part of the risk to a third party. For example, you could transfer the financial risk to another party. Transfer can also be applied to opportunities where a third party gains a cost benefit, but the primary risk taker gains another benefit. However, this is not a common option, whereas transfer of threats is more commonly used in this scenario. The final response then to both a threat and an opportunity is accept. This is where a decision is taken to accept the risk. It may cost too much money to do something about it, or it may not be possible to do anything about it at all. However, many times when you do decide to accept the risk should be left opened and continued to be monitored. Moving on to the fourth step in the risk management procedure is implement. The main thing to decide in this step is who is going to monitor the risks, they're called the risk owner, and who's going to carry out the planned risks, and that is called the risk actionee. You will find when you're updating the risk register, you will have a risk owner column and a risk actionee. The final step in the risk management procedure is communicate. Communicate, although it is the fifth step, it's actually carried out the whole way through the risk management procedure. And that is why it is so important that you communicate with your stakeholders right from identify, assess, plan and implement the risk so that everybody who needs to know a risk has happened understands the actions that you're taking in that scenario. Let's now move on to the risk management approach. PRINCE2 recommends that each project has its own risk management approach document. This is a planning document which defines procedures for how risks are managed, including how they will be identified, assessed, controlled, and communicated. It sets techniques and standards which will be applied throughout the project. And most of all, it helps the team prepare for risks well in advance. There are a number of key inputs to be considered in creating this document, and these include the customer's quality expectations, the project mandate, the project brief, and the project product description. Another key decision that needs to be recorded within the risk management approach is the project board's attitude towards risk taking. This will determine the amount of risk that is accepted and will in turn help set the risk tolerances. All of those considerations will have a bearing on how risk is to be managed for the project. Another document created at the exact same time as the risk management approach is the risk register. This captures and maintains the information on almost all of the risks. It provides a record of risks, including their status and history. It is used to capture and maintain information on all identified threats and opportunities relating to the project. During the stage boundary process, the project manager will mainly use the risk register to input into their end stage report. The final element that we'll discuss as part of the podcast today is the minimum requirements for the risk theme. As highlighted in previous themes, PRINCE2 has various minimum requirements which must be satisfied within the theme in order for the project to be classified as following the PRINCE2 method. The minimum requirements for the risk theme are: the project must define a risk management approach, covering the risk management procedure to be used, and the roles and responsibilities for risk management. The project must maintain some form of risk register to record and manage risks, and must ensure that risks are identified, assessed, managed, and reviewed throughout the project. And finally, the project must use lessons to inform risk identification and management. This now concludes episode 6 of the PRINCE2 study sessions, which has provided an overview on the purpose of the risk theme, including the key terms associated as part of this theme. The roles and responsibilities of the risk themes were discussed. We also went through in detail the risk management procedure and the risk management approach. And finally, we discussed the minimum requirements for this theme. Thanks very much for listening, and join me next time as we continue our journey on PRINCE2 themes. We will be moving on to the change theme within the next podcast.